Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. 2:30 Tupac. To live and die in LA is a good choice as well. Jack's gonna go deep in the Tupac bag, deeper than his bag probably went previously. I'm just saying,
definitely deeper than his bag went previously.
I'm just saying that's a compliment. I'm not saying that you needed to there. I'm just saying in general.
Are members of the delegation helping the boy out a little bit? All right, okay.
Well, nothing wrong with that.
I got a relatively deep Tupac bag, but some of this out of my depth.
Look, as much as we separate delegations, we're all one delegation of the WIP afternoon show here.
Sure.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's. Look, if Ike can go to a country festival wearing a 10-gallon hat and cowboy boots.
Oh, just seen Creed for a year.
Jack can certainly get a deeper Tupac bag.
Yes.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers online at marks-jewelers.com. Should the Eagles re-sign C.J. Gardner-Johnson?
Oh, my God.
So C.J. G.J. was released by the Texans. Per Texans reporter reports, he was an issue in the locker room, didn't like his role, and was critical of other members of the Texans' defense.
Wow.
Ike, before we get to...
That's a lot.
Well, in 3 weeks.
Yes.
In 3 weeks. So... You know, before we get to your opinion, what do you think the opinion of the poll was?
Oh, man, this is a hard one to read because I know there's a lot of CJ GJ fans out there. And I was a fan. I was a CJ GJ fan.
Sure, he was valuable.
I was happy when they brought him back. I was certainly on board with that. But the more I learned about some of the other things, I certainly understood why they moved on from him. And... So that's where I stand there personally. So fan-wise, I'll say it's probably split. Let's go 58% say no.
63% say yes.
Ah, man, they went the other way with it. So fans don't really think these things through clearly. Where is he going to play?
Yeah, well, that's a good point. If Makuba is. Now, Makuba has said repeatedly. Now, okay, you said, where is he going to play? Let me throw another thing at you. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't sign him. If you're going to cut a guy because you don't think he's right for the locker room, you can't bring him back.
Yeah.
The locker room's the most important. The talent's very important. But if you think this guy is going to be destructive to the team, you can't do it. So that is my opinion. But I just want to throw this situation at you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you sign CJ GJ. You let Makuba stay where he is. What if you moved Cooper, especially with the injuries at the corner position with Adoree Jackson and Jacorian Bennett? What if you let Cooper try on the outside?
Yeah, I don't want to see Cooper.
And let Makuba play nickel and have CJ GJ get in there with Reed and bring back the safety pairing from last year.
Yeah, I don't think Cooper is a full-time corner on the outside.
Outside corner.
Could he do it in a pinch in a game to sort of get you through the game? Sure, he's good enough. But if you're talking about having him as your CB2 all year long, I don't think that's where he would be at his best. Now, he probably is a good enough athlete to be serviceable over there, but I think there's going to be as many bad days as there are good days with him over there in corner, because he's not in his most optimal position, which would be inside playing. And Drew is starting to get comfortable at his position. You know he's a part of your future, so I don't want to move him. I think you're moving too many parts to accommodate CJ, whereas these guys need to be in their best suited roles so that they can be at their best, as opposed to trying to make it fit for CJ to come in. And that's not to even mention his impact off the field,
which would not be good.
Yes.
They don't think so. I guess if I was trying to make an argument for it, what I say is Cooper at his best on outside, no. What I'd rather have Cooper there than a Dory Jackson and Jacoria Bennett and Keely Ringo. That is my team stronger that way? I think you could make an argument there, but I think it all comes back to the locker room thing. And if you think that 1 year of that was enough, and by the way, I also believe that Vic Fangio probably thought, to a certain extent, 1 year. Because it's not just off the field, by the way. CJ GJ is not a guy that plays within structure the way that Vic wants him to do.
Yeah.
I think Quinyon Mitchell somewhere is thinking, I would have had 4 interceptions last year if it wasn't for CJ GJ. So maybe even Vic doesn't want the freestyling that CJ GJ did.
Great
last
point.
Year.
Great point.
215-592-9494. Nick, screwed that up. Hang on 1 second. Nick in Collegeville, you're on WIP.
Gentlemen. Before I get to my Bucks weekend point, you know I have a dog, and we all love dogs on the afternoon show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the young kid. The kid likes babies. I don't understand it. Talk to him.
No. Jack, yeah.
3 dogs growing up.
Yeah, well, you don't have to save for college for a dog.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you don't have to worry about where he or she is at 2 a.m. in the morning.
No, I know where he is.
That's 2 good points right there.
Asking me to go pee in the backyard. Yeah.
Right, and my dog came from Providence, so, you know, we all have ties to Spike and Ike. Mm-hmm. It's cool that you guys have an afternoon puppy, and I love that. You know, Elliot Park, the afternoon puppy, and he was courageous what he did yesterday.
It was the big question of Sirianni. We're giving Elliot a lot of credit for this question.
He deserves it.
He was like you said yesterday, Spike. He was never going to answer that, especially the way he posed it. And it's easy for me to listen for 4 hours and come up with a better alternative. But if he went into that question and said, "Hey, a lot," it seemed like to us visually, a lot changed from the first half offense to the second half offense. Did something change? Was there more collaboration between you, Nick, and Petullo, or did Jalen say, "Hey, I'm seeing something different"? What can you tell us about what happened at halftime? We might have got like a nuanced answer and maybe got something out of it. But once he said, "Your offensive coordinator sucked," did he lose his play calling ability? Nick was like, "Huh? What?"
Well, but I think sometimes I understand what you're saying. I think sometimes you need to ask a question to get somebody to go on the record with an answer. And I think what Elliot was doing at that point is just to give Nick an opportunity. Mm-hmm. Because I think that was as much for, maybe Elliot would say this, maybe it wouldn't. That's as much for Nick as it is for us and Elliot.
Yep.
I think sometimes they're not paying attention to it. You could hear in some of his answers, he didn't hear what Jalen had to say after the game. So I think it's good for Nick to know that information is out there. And I think Elliot was just giving him a chance to answer the question.
Oh, so you're saying the worm said in the question.
I know. I knew you were going to take that. I knew you were going
to
take it.
Well, that's
that.
A good way to take it.
Yeah.
Spike, are you coughing already? It's like 2:37. It's not even 2 pops.
Oh, can you relax?
Does it just feel good?
Yeah, get into the offense. Let's go. Okay. Enough criticism out of you of the WIP air staff. Yeah.
I'm not as far left or right wing as Spike.
Wait, what are we talking about here?
The baseball guy.
Fritz?
Fritzy, my fault. My brain just froze.
Yeah. Would you lock in, Nick? You stumble all over the place.
Yeah, will you talk about the offense?
We're talking about the offense. We're talking about the offense and the quarterback. I trust him more than you guys. And
oh, you've been anti-Jalen this whole offseason. You're full of it.
I am. Listen, I am. I'm nowhere close to OG Wade. I'm slightly closer to Ohio State University, but not as close as they are. But here's my thing. We've always been Tampa Bay when all our starters are starting. Like, they dominate us when we have no playmakers on the outside or tight end. So I don't expect, unless the Heat really get to them or there's a fluke injury early in the first quarter to some of our offensive players, I don't see why Jalen shouldn't go out there and just win this game like he has whenever he's had all his complement of receivers and playmakers. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that everything is solved. I'm not saying any of that. Sure. I'm just saying this Tampa Bay thing, like the only time we lose to them is when we have no players. So it's not Todd Bowles. It's Todd Bowles, you know, guarding against, defending against a second hand, you know, like a Division III offense with no playmakers on the outside.
That's fair. I mean, the games with them, we haven't looked anything close to ourselves. We haven't been at full strength when we played the Bucks.
So, exactly.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So are you saying they should be more aggressive, or are you saying they should play like they have played previously, and the fact that they have these playmakers will allow them to win the game?
God forbid. It's torturous to watch this off. You guys been saying it for 2 weeks. Like, the first week, everybody just kind of accepted it and said, hey, we beat Dallas at home, great. But it was torturous until the second possession of the second half this past game. Because, I mean, it's absurd that we should, like you guys said, offensive coordinators would pay millions of dollars to sign up for this, to this job.
This personnel,
This personnel, and it looks like there's a high school, you know, third string quarterback running this offense as an OC. Like, it's insane how they choke down this offense week after week, series after series. It's absurd.
All right. Okay, Nick. Well, yep. Nick finally got to his point after taking shots at me and Jack. I don't know.
He's being clever early in the call.
Yeah. Again, it's hard to pull off clever.
Yeah.
Only one member of the show can do it.
I do my best.
Ah, there it is. You should see Jack's little look there. Clever. You don't even know what words mean.
I know. Yeah, just charming idiot. It's really the brand.
Yeah, clever's not how I would describe you. Yeah,
big old dumb idiot.
Yeah, there.
What's the Pat McAfee drop?
The big dumb dip one again?
There he is.
19 straight.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. So we're trying to come up with a game plan for the offense on Sunday, but we do have the figured out game plan for your bedroom.
It's time to be aggressive there too.
Yeah, be aggressive. You know, it's been too long since you've been at the top of your game.
Yeah, a little stale the first 2 weeks.
Yeah. You want to kick it up a notch. That's what Blue Chew, the folks at Blue Chew, will have you do.
Yep.
You'll have these chewables, magic chewables, I call them. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that because medicine is not magic. I take that back.
Yeah.
It's not magic. What it is the same active ingredients.
It's effective.
Effective. As Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin in chewable form, which is what a gift. What a gift. Chewable form? Are you kidding me? You don't have to worry about swallowing a pill. Another gift? You don't have to go to the doctor's office. Just go to BlueChew.com. They can do it right there on the website. You don't have to wait months for a doctor's appointment. You don't have to have an awkward conversation looking at this old guy trying to tell him your stuff doesn't work the way it used to. Who wants to have that conversation?
Been there.
Yeah.
That'd be better, Taylor.
You don't have to wait in line at the pharmacy. They're going to ship it to you direct in a discreet.
Hard.
Package.
That's right. BlueChew.com. How about this? The first month is going to be free. Fritz over there, the big dumb idiot, is going to pay for your first month. Just use code 94 at checkout, and your first month is free at BlueChew.com. And then you can
chew it and do it.
It's time to chew it and do it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Before we get back to the topic at hand, a couple of things mentioned about 15 minutes ago that we're not allowed to say here on the anywhere in Philadelphia, actually. So watch, you know, I'm going to be honest, I did nod off a couple of times during the game, but watch that game last night. Yeah. And there I see the Detroit Lions, who lost the greatest offensive coordinator that the world has ever seen, scoring 52 points in week two, 38 points in week three, right? Brand new offensive coordinator. We see Daniel Jones with a new coach, new system, blah, 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 scoring more points than anybody in the NFL and having the highest QBR in the league. We see Baker Mayfield with, once again, another offensive coordinator slinging it around, leading fourth quarter comebacks, this, that. This is for Donovan, for Mr. Mike Mayock, for the rest of Philadelphia.
Yes.
Can we stop saying that the offense is starting slow because they have a new offensive coordinator? We need to stop. We have more cohesiveness and more continuity from last year to this year with personnel and coaching personnel in Philadelphia than any of these teams that are. If you had told anybody that the Lions would lose Brian Johnson, who was the gem,
Ben Johnson,
we lost Brian Ben Johnson, which was the gem. Yes. Everybody wanted to hire Ben Johnson, right, as head coach because of what a good offensive coordinator he was, and they're in there racking up points and racking up yards. On the road, at home, doesn't matter. I think we just need to stop it. There have been three regular season games. We have the same, the offensive coordinator has been in the building as the pass game coordinator for 4 years.
Yeah.
It's enough.
Yeah. Stop making excuses.
Yes. It's the excuse factory. No excuses on this one. We can't say it's early anymore. We can't say it's early because the new offensive coordinator anymore.
I agree with you on that. Yeah. I mean, it was one of the reasons why I wanted to keep Kevin Petullo is for continuity and chemistry.
Right.
So I can't then turn around and be like, well, hold on, they need time to gel together and figure things out. Well, if that is the case, then maybe the teaching part of this has not been administered in the correct form. And here's why I say that. If you've been together for 5 years now, even if he's the passing game coordinator as another assistant coach on the offense, he's gotten a chance to watch Jalen from afar for Jalen's career. He's seen him at his greatest heights. He's seen him get to two Super Bowls. He's seen these things. There's a 4 or 5 month, no, maybe a three or four month period there during the offseason where you're coming up with ways to best utilize Jalen.
A guy that you've watched intently.
Exactly. You know the things he does well versus what he doesn't do well and what you want to incorporate into the offense. You've had time to make this thing mesh. You've had time for this. Again, I'm not blaming Kevin Petullo. What I'm saying is I agree with you two that we can't be using this as a damn excuse.
That it's early. And by the way, he wasn't the equipment manager. He was the pass game coordinator. Pass game coordinator.
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay.
So I don't know if Jalen needs to do a better job or what. All I know is
everybody does.
Yeah, I want to see more of what I saw Sunday afternoon.
And then
the second half. That's all I know.
Dude, the Lions rolled out that trick play on what, fourth and goal last night?
The double handoff thing. Yeah.
Like what the hell?
Yeah.
You know? I thought that was a Ben Johnson idea.
Yeah.
All of a sudden this John Morton, 75-year-old looking offensive coordinator, can come in here and run the same stuff.
That old.
Dude, he looked like everyone's suburban dad. That's what he looked like.
Well, that's suburban granddad,
he
right?
Really
there.
Did.
He's 75.
And then
he's like, I'm a suburban dad.
Oh, right. He's 55. I'll say 55, 60.
We are also suburban granddad.
Good point.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
Yeah.
Ooh, boy.
And then the other thing we need to stop saying.
Yes.
I would say all due credit to Hugh Douglas, but no credit to Hugh Douglas here. The other thing we have to stop saying.
Big Hugh, what did Hugh do?
Well, we have to stop saying Kevin Petrullo wasn't calling the plays in the second half.
No.
This sounds psychotic. We had a week of, and I'll just name two people as guests on this radio station. Ross Tucker and Mike Mayock both said that Jalen Hurts played amazing in game one of this season. Kevin Petrullo was the offensive coordinator of game one of this season, right? He was. Yeah. He was the offensive coordinator in the first half. He was offensive coordinator of the second half. I don't understand what you think happened, that it was like Varsity Blues or something where they kicked the coach out of the locker room and they're designing the oop-de-oop on the sideline. It's not what happened. If think about this. If the Eagles defense played really bad in the second half and then played really good in the first half and then played really good in the second half, literally all of us would say, wow, Vic Fangio really, really was in his bag in the second half, yeah, really figured things out. We wouldn't say, thank God Zach Bond called all the defensive plays in the second half. It sounds crazy when you say that. And it is part of Jalen derangement syndrome. It is everyone who did. It is this thing where if something bad happens, it's somebody else's fault. If something good happens, it's Jalen. Can we all just put away the Kevin Petrullo wasn't calling plays? So
yes,
that needs to go away as well.
Yes.
That message is to you.
Listen,
Hugh Douglas.
He's going
to,
just so it, there's no confusion, he's going to get the credit
and the
blame. Things go well. And we already know he's going to get the blame when things don't go well.
Sure.
So don't go passing credit to someone else when things go well, when you know he's going to be the one that you're looking to. I'm not, but I'm just saying in a generalization that people are going to look to the OC first when things aren't going well.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm not even a Petrullo guy. I thought they should have hired outside of the building, all those things. This isn't me being a Petrullo guy. It's just, it sounds crazy when people are saying
I am a Petrullo guy.
You are a Petrullo guy.
What's your favorite play?
OG Wade, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
You, what's up, OG?
OG,
I think y'all put a cap on me on Victory Monday.
What happened to you yesterday? Yeah. Did you call yesterday?
The disrespect is just overblown now.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, did he call?
I know.
I don't know.
It's Spike.
Did he call Spike?
Well, here's the thing. Let me let you know this, OG. With Buzz, this is one just small criticism of Buzz.
We would never criticize Buzz.
No. Jack does a good job of putting the regulars that he knows we need to get to at the top of the board so I see them. And if you were on, I did not see you because I didn't see Corey yesterday. Corey was on hold for a while. So I apologize. It wasn't disrespect. I just didn't see it.
Spike's a one-read host.
I am.
I'm just messing with you. I don't mind it because Ike, what do I play, Ike?
The long game.
There you go, baby. You know what I'm saying? Now, listen, Spike, I like you because I like the way you're an orange man. You know what I mean? Literally, too. An orange man, right?
Used to be. It was 20 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, so, no, I'm talking about what you eat and the stuff.
Yes, that was 20 years ago. Yes, but yes, I did turn orange.
Okay, but listen, so I like the way that you're trying to do the Kevin Petrullo calling the play thing because you don't want to give the credit to Jalen.
No, Jalen played great. No. He is the quarterback. He played great. Petrullo, you didn't come hear me yesterday open up the show talking about how great a second half Petrullo coordinated. I said Jalen Hurts played a great second half of that game, played a great game. But to say that Jalen wrestled play calling from the offensive coordinator, who is the closest guy in the building to the head coach, sounds insane.
Okay, now can I finish?
I guess.
Because for the longest, I am the only one on the earth, and I really mean this, that has been saying that Jalen Hurts is the best quarterback in the NFL, and here is why. The here is why is because I said he's the only player that has bought his own offense from college. He's the only quarterback in the NFL that calls his own plays. Now,
you're just making that up.
The whole world's seen it. Even Jalen said it. He said, we have to stop playing not to lose.
So if he called his own plays, why didn't he call the plays in the first half?
Because he's a coach's son.
Okay, all right. Do you see what you're doing?
No.
He calls his own plays when they're good, and when they're bad, it was the coach calling.
Why can't y'all understand and literally see with your own eyes that the offense is different. You got the fake Reich offense that I've been telling y'all that is trash, okay? That's when you see Saquon in the pistol. That's the Frank Reich offense. Then you have the RPO when Saquon is off to the side. Those are the plays that you've seen in the second half. Because there's two different offenses is what I'm trying to tell y'all.
They were running plays with no Saquon in the backfield. Whose idea was that?
You're not hearing me.
No, I am hearing you. You're saying nonsense. OG, can you chart? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to chart all three games and tell me which plays Petullo called and which plays Jalen called.
Listen, here's the deal. When you see Petullo with the menu and calling the plays, that is what they, as a threesome, meaning Nick Petullo and Jalen.
I'm looking at a threesome.
These are the plays that we're going to be calling or running. So Petullo is actually calling the play, okay? But Jalen makes the final call off of what the defense is showing him, okay? So in that manner, that happened in the first game, the second game, and the part of the first half of the third game. Now, where Jalen, when you seen him snap off that damn chin strap after he got lit the hell up, that's when they went to the Jalen Hurts offense.
Well, that's when they put in Fred Johnson.
To Petullo and say, yo, here's what we're going to do.
All right.
Now, y'all might not like that
because it shows
you that Jalen is in control. And I'm sure y'all don't like them being in control, but it's the facts, brother.
Well, let me ask you this, OG. Let me ask you this.
Psychopath.
Moving forward, what do you want to see? What are we looking at moving forward?
I want to see what we've seen in the second half.
Okay.
All right.
That's what I mainly wanted to know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. And Spike, you should want to see the same thing.
Well, but so let me ask you this, OG. Every time you told me all they have to do is win on the 4-point system, Jalen throwing the ball more is not part of the 4-point system.
I never said anything about throwing
in the 4-point system.
Okay. The 4-point system is the trenches, the quarterback turning the ball over the least. And which team rushed the ball more?
Did he turn the ball over the least on Sunday?
No, they tied.
Right. Okay.
I think the Rams actually ran the ball better too.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes.
So it's 2-2.
They did it.
Yeah.
No, I said when it's 2-2, it goes to what?
Hold on, the trenches.
But the team that don't turn the ball.
But did the Eagles win the trench battle on Sunday?
No, I wouldn't say that.
I wouldn't say that either.
Yeah. 4-point system blown up.
Yeah.
Gone. Psychopath, king psychopath. He's if there's Jalen derangement syndrome, he's the one infecting everyone with it. He's the super spreader of Jalen derangement syndrome.
Yeah,
him and Seltzer.
Yeah, but you gotta admit, he's in his element right now.
He is.
There's enough gray area there that forces him to be on top of his game.
And if there isn't gray area, he's going over the black print and smudging it up so it looks gray. 215-592-9494. You a little nervous about the Eagles maybe getting more aggressive on Sunday, given the problems they had with turnovers in the past? That is the question. The person to help us answer it next, it's Tuesday. It will be 3 o'clock in 7 minutes. That is Elliot Shore Parks. I think Ike has one ready for Elliot. I am looking forward to this hour. I'm just going to sit back and drink, watch these guys go at it. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.